Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me today as we continue on in the message I've been sharing this week, Christ's gift to the church. We haven't gotten into them yet. We're going to do that today, but I've been laying a foundation, if you will, stressing the importance of the inerrant, absolute Word of God as being the truth, the source of Christian living and of Christian doctrine. God has preserved the Scriptures from the Old Testament, the New Testament. He has preserved in a miraculous way the words that He wanted to be recorded, in our Bibles that we hold in our hands today. And He's done that, not just that we can be led by the Spirit of the Lord, which is important, but also that we have a ready reference because our memories are so short. Have you noticed through the Word of God, especially in the Old Testament, whenever they came together, there was important meetings, there was a constant rehearsing of what God had done over and over. God brought you out of the land of Egypt. And why? Because He knows that we need constantly to remember. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And as we hear the Word of God, you see, it's a living Word. It's not just a bunch of man's words written down because they thought it was inspirational or encouraging, but the Word of God was written, it was given to holy men of old, moved by the Holy Spirit. And they, even though they had individual personalities and characters, yet there's a beautiful harmony throughout the Word of God, even though it was written by many different individuals over centuries, differences in time. There's a harmony, an internal harmony, because why? God is the author of His Word. And the sad thing today is to see ministries or doctrines, denominations that present man's teachings or the organization's teachings plus the Bible. And not only that, there are those that are stripping truth out of the Bible. They say there's no such thing as the virgin birth, the resurrection. I know that seems, I was like, what could they be if they're not believing that? What's left? But, you know, the entire Bible is a recording of the miraculous acts of God. Nonetheless, that is where we are at today. And, you know, Paul warned us, in the last days, perilous times will come. Many will depart from the faith, giving heed to doctrines of demons, seducing spirits, beloved. That's why I emphasized in the very first broadcast this week that we as God's people need to have discerning of spirits. We need to know, not in a fearful way, because you know what? The Holy Spirit, He's in us. He's able to warn. Your spirit bears witness with spirit. You can discern that which is not of God, that which is of the devil, and that which is of flesh. Beloved, it's not the Word of God plus. Remember, throughout the Word of God, there's warnings about deleting or adding to the Word of God. And so it's not man's interpretation plus what the Bible says. It is only by inspiration of the Holy Ghost can we exegete or explain or show the teachings of the Word of God. But it is we can't add to it. It's not our understanding of what it says. That's not the scriptural way to have full and complete deliverance or whatever it is that is needed in your life. It has to be simply God's Word, the Bible, plus faith, and that equals salvation and the victorious life. And we talk about salvation so often, we think, well, it's just initially giving your heart to Jesus. Well, yes, it is that, but that word, so-so, is an ongoing salvation and deliverance in all the events and circumstances of our life. So I promised we were going to get into what are some of the gifts that God has given to the church. And for the purposes of this message, I'm not talking about the fivefold ascension gifts ministries, which are frequently referred to. That's the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teachers, which indeed are true, wonderful gifts. But the first gift that Jesus gives to his body, his church, to us as individuals, is that of rest. Matthew 11:28. You know, again, the way, as the older I get, hopefully the more mature I'm growing in Christ, the way of the Lord is simple. Jesus said, this is what he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Notice, he didn't say if you will come to him through a ministry, through a person, through anything else. He said, if you, every one of you who are laboring, who are tired, who are weary, and you are in need of rest from a life laden with sin, if you need rest from the battles of life, what did he say? Come unto me. Jesus said, I will give you rest. Then Jesus said in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. One of the greatest revelations is perhaps the simplest. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Amen. And I just sense there are those listening right now who need the rest of the Lord. The very world in which we're living is taxing. It's stressful, just in the natural, keeping schedules, driving on the freeway. Oh, you need the grace of God. Goodness, there are so many things that vie for our attention. We're really living in information overload. I mean, you can actually now program your refrigerator. You can check to see through the cameras what you've got in their refrigerator when you're shopping. It's like, what? Really? Yeah, this is the life we now live. High tech, welcome to the 21st century. But beloved, there are some of you who really need God's rest right now, and I'd like to pray. Father, you see those who are just absolutely overloaded. They're weary. They're tired. They need that rest that can only come from abiding and dwelling in you. Father, I take authority over stress. I take authority over the work of the enemy that has come against them. Lord, there's been some literal attacks of the enemy through coworkers, through family, through loved ones. And Father, I rebuke the effect of those attacks. And Father, right now, I pray that those wounds, those arrows that have been afflicted, that got through that, past that, they didn't have the shield of faith positioned directly. It was a surprise attack. Father, in Jesus' name, in your mercy, comfort, strengthen, and heal in the name of Jesus. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I love you, and I lift you up. I lift you up above the chaos and the storm, and I speak peace to your heart, peace to your circumstances, peace that you right now can just take a deep breath and experience my love and my care and my concern for you. I will make a way. Fret not. Be not overwhelmed about what the solution is going to be, how you're going to accomplish this. I will provide the wisdom that you need. Wait upon me, lean upon me, and trust me, for I shall give you the answers and give you a clear pathway in which to walk, says your God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, beloved, every day I'm getting more and more dependent upon the Holy Spirit. And I'm talking not just in deeply spiritual ways, but in simple things, little things. And it's just absolutely amazing. The Holy Spirit is absolutely brilliant. You can be doing something that you've done. It's automatic. You go into autopilot, you know, just simple things, daily chores. You can ask the Holy Spirit and he can show you a better way to do it. I challenge you to do that. Ask the Holy Spirit. He will show you. He's just absolutely too cool. He's just a wonderful comforter, instructor, teacher, and I just encourage you, I exhort you to depend upon him more and more. He's a wonderful friend. Amen. All right, let's move on. So God's word promises us that one of Christ's gifts is that of rest. A second gift that Jesus has given is keys to the kingdom. Is that important? Oh, in Matthew 16 and 19, Matthew 18, 18 and 19, what does Jesus say? And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Beloved, this is the authority that believers have. And in Matthew 18, 18 and 19, again, Jesus' words, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, he's repeating himself for double emphasis. I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Beloved, that is Jesus' statement on the power of agreeing prayer. So often I end the broadcast inviting people to write, there's power in agreeing prayer. I've experienced this in my own life. As you walk with the Lord for a length of time, you know God hears your prayers. You can pray quite effectively according to the stipulations and exhortations of the Word of God. But I have found that there are times when I'm battling something, I need to ask someone to agree with me that the battle can lift, the oppression can go, the physical hindrances can be removed, and God answers. So, having said that, I see my time is rapidly coming to a conclusion. I do invite you to write and share those prayer needs. This ministry has been established in 1965 to stand as an intercessor with God's people, and I am so grateful. I hear the partners who write regularly. I hear answers coming in. It's absolutely thrilling. Sometimes I weep for joy for the answers that God is giving, and to Jesus all the glory goes. Amen. Well, as my time has come to an end, I invite you to write. The announcer will give the information if you want to write a letter by snail mail. That's how I answer, but you're certainly welcome to use the convenience of email. And if you would like a personal answer back, by time constraints, I cannot spend a great deal of time on emails. I will confirm receipt and I surely will pray. But if you would like to be blessed through the ministry of correspondence, and I get so many testimonies, oh, Sister Judith, that was just the word I needed to hear, God's timing, then please share your mailing address. I love you, pray for you every day, thank God for you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.